This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We cover a lot of different things in the Umpqua Valley. Right now, we're 5 days, 22 hours, 23 minutes, and 40 seconds away from the Douglas County Fair. And Fairgrounds Complex Director Sierra Keith on with us. So with that much time left, you are all ready to go, I presume.
You know it. We're just ready to open tomorrow.
Well, probably not that simple. I know that. So a lot going on with the fair this year. Kind of give us an overall glimpse of things.
Yeah, you know, we've got four great days of fun coming up, and it's ranging, you know, with our vendors and our 4-H and FFA people, carnival, just all kinds of fun, exciting stuff. We have our concerts. So there's a full range of things that we're working on, and a couple new things this year we're going to be working on. We're ready. We're ready for another year of fair fun.
So let's talk about the concerts to begin with. Who's playing?
Yeah. So well, Wednesday night it's not a concert. It's opening night of the fair, and it's bull riding in the grandstands, and it starts at 7:30 p.m. Our gates open at 7. We're excited to bring back Challenge Champions to come and do a great bull riding show that they put on for us. And then on Thursday, we have the Alternative Rock Bands Lit and Fuel coming at 7:30. Friday, we're going to have Colt Ford come back for us. He was scheduled for last year, but unfortunately he got sick and wasn't able to do that. So we're excited to have him back at 8. And then we're going to close out Saturday night with Sir Mix-a-Lot. So we're trying something new this year with having a rapper come in.
Yeah, that'll be a different one. And, of course, a lot goes into figuring out who is available, who's out there, how to fit the pieces all together, because a lot of these folks are already out somewhere on the I-5 corridor.
Yeah, you know, we work with a company, and they, you know, go through and figure out who can route and who can come here, you know, and then we work with them with a budget. And so it's been interesting trying to, since COVID, you know, figure out what we're doing. But I think we're starting to get dialed back into being able to get some of these bands that are really great, some of them nostalgic, some of them new. So I'm excited for this year's lineup. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And in addition to the main stage lineup in the evening, you've got a lot of attractions, kind of unique ones around the fair, some of its music, some of its other things, dancers and more. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, we've been working hard to get back our Doc Dogs. And so Doc Dogs is available, and so it's going to be 4 days of dogs jumping for in the pool, swimming competition where there'll be two of them where they race each other to try to get their retrieve their toy. There's some that jump distance, and I'm really excited to bring them back because we know we love the dogs. And then we're also having the Hila Hula, and she is a trick hula hoop dancer. And so she does multiple hula hoops, and she'll be roaming the grounds as well as doing an act on stage every day. And we're bringing Washboard Willie back. We're bringing Sterling the Bubblesmith back. And then we're going to have Slim and Curly this year as well. And they are two character gentlemen who ride horses and do some pretty funny entertainment for us.
All right, and you've got other music on the Garden Park stage, too.
Yeah, we do. So we have some local bands this year for us. The Eddie Ross Band, Captain Blue, they're going to be here. Rush Hour will be coming back. And then Thursday night, we're going to do a DJ for the last hour affair. We thought we'd try something new with having Lit and Fuel. You know, the concert will be ending a little bit later. So we thought we'd bring a DJ in for an hour and try that out.
All right. And for the kids, grandkids, for people, carnival rides, always a big deal. Talk about those.
Yeah, so Rainier Carnival will be here. You know, they'll have the big Ferris wheel, and you can get your wristbands on sale now through Tuesday. for $30, and then during the week of fair, they're $45. You know, they're bringing in some bigger rides this year, and we always love to have the carnival. We love to watch the kids ride the rides, and there's something for everybody, not just the big scary rides, but also the little ones that are fun too.
And is Rainier Amusements, are they the company that was there last year?
They are.
All right, so people can check out the fairgrounds website to get more information. I didn't even think about this. I was looking around the site earlier. Even if you're going out there, especially for your kids, if you're going to be doing the rides, there's actually sort of a protocol of what you kind of need to be wearing or not wearing. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, we have a safety list on sites that comes from Rainier, you know, to think about just sometimes the things that, you know, maybe even just shoes or whatever. But yeah, there is a full safety list of, you know, ways to make sure that you're safe while you're riding the rides.
All right. And of course, when people come out to the fair, you have invoked a special clause for the 4 days that on the fairgrounds property, there are no calories in the food.
None at all. Not a single one. You cannot count them. When you come to the fair, you get to forget about all your diets and all the things you shouldn't be doing, and you get to come out and eat some of the best food that there is, definitely.
Talk about some of the foods that are out there.
You know, we have a new booth this year that's going to be a grilled cheese booth. We have a new barbecue booth that's going to be coming. Last year we brought in churros, and we're excited to have churros back this year. One of my favorites is Hawaiian teriyaki booth. They serve amazing noodles and chicken. And then, of course, we have all the staples of the fair, you know, the dogs, hand-dipped corn dogs, and apples, caramel apples. We have hot dogs. We have hamburgers. We have the curly fries, the big, huge curly fries. All kinds of food, something for everybody. We have wraps that they do, chicken Caesar wraps as well. So there's a huge array of different kinds of foods that are going to be here, and we're excited to have them back.
And you've got companies that go around and do fairs and do big venues, but you've got local groups that are doing stands as well.
Yeah, we have a couple of small booths this year that are local groups. The RHS Kids band, they come in and they run our Pepsi booth and our water booth. So when you come and you buy Pepsi and water products from them, you're supporting the RHS band booth. And then, of course, River Blends Coffee's here with their coffee and their snow cones. So we're excited to have them.
And around the fairgrounds, I mean, the property's been there for decades. That you guys work to do periodic updates to various buildings and everything. And how many staff do you have that are dedicated, for just working at the fairgrounds on a normal basis?
Including myself, there are 10 of us.
So with 10 people, there's a lot to do, though, out there. Just, outside of the fair, you've got all the other things that are going on throughout the year.
Yeah, you know, we have got a lot of space, of rentable space that we have to keep clean and maintained. And, you know, we have our huge complex that needs lots of landscaping and mowing. So we've had a couple of part-time people that literally for the last month and a half, all they've been doing is, you know, making sure hedges and grass and the plants and everything that they are being watered and cleaned up and get ready for the fair, to try to keep everything looking beautiful.
And talk about some of the bigger upgrades you've done in the past couple of years.
Yeah, you know, our biggest project has been Douglas Hall the last couple of years. We were lucky enough to get a grant, so we were able to put a new roof on it. And then we worked with the county, and we were able to get a new HVAC unit in Douglas Hall, which allowed us to add air conditioning to that building.
And air conditioning in August is probably helpful.
It is. It's huge, you know, and we're able to host a couple of extra events. Into September that we were worried that we were going to lose because it's so hot still sometimes in September, and like the dog show. And with having that air conditioning, we've been able to keep them here in Roseburg and keep them bringing in the thousands of people that it brings into the community.
All right, going to take a break more when we come back. Sarah Keith, Fairgrounds Complex Director. Preview of this year's Douglas County Fair, which is next Wednesday through Saturday. The interview and podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. We're previewing the Douglas County Fair next Wednesday through Saturday. It'll be happening out at the fairgrounds just south of Roseburg. Sarah Keith, Fairgrounds Complex Director, is on. Let's talk about livestock, 4-H, FFA. I mean, that's really what started the fair decades ago.
Yeah, you know, the highlight of our fair is the kids. We love having all of the 4-H kids, the FFA kids come out here and, you know, show us so many different things about agriculture that are important not only to our community, but to, you know, generations to come. We've got the animals, of course, the steer, you know, pig, sheep, all of that. We do pre-fair, we do lamb show that happens, you know, at the beginning of June. And then we also have all the kids that work really hard on static displays. You know, the FFA kids, they put together beautiful planter boxes in Douglas Hall. They build fountains and trees and all this cool stuff that gets donated to them. And then they, you know, do regular projects. There's welding and sometimes they build things with wood, and they just make these, you know, very beautiful, very talented arts that they do. And then in the exhibit building, you know, you have all kinds of things. You have table setting, and you have Legos, and you have other projects. And so, you know, having the kids here, it's the highlight of our fair. It's what we're most proud of to have here. And love that people come out and walk around and see the animals and get to interact with them and learn about agricultural.
And for the kids, this is not just coming out for a few hours. I mean, some of these kids are practically living on the grounds all week.
They are. They get here. A lot of them are here at 6 a.m. and they don't leave until closing. There's people that stay on grounds, of course, as well. You know, and their projects, they start these projects, you know, many months ago. So it's just not a 1 week thing for them. A lot of these people, you know, that these kids are, this is their sport that they do. And they work hard and take care of these animals and learn how to properly take care of them.
Now, you have as well folks enter, gosh, all kinds of things there. Talk about, I mean, it's photographs, it's food, all kinds of things like that.
Yeah, so the exhibit building starts taking entries this weekend, and, you know, we have school art, we have vegetables, we have fruits, we have pies, canned items, and then we have Dress a Veggie, which on if you're here on Friday and Saturday, you can come in and check out the Dress a Veggies, where people decorate vegetables, and then they get in free for the fair. And so it's cool to come in and check those out. The photography, there's quilts and knit items, just you name it. And if you can make it, it's pretty much on our list. And then if you go over to the floral building, the entire floral building is full of different kinds of flowers, shrubs, and so those are all exhibited as well.
Now, for people to enter items, is it too late to sign up to do that?
Nope, everything is starts on Saturday. Depending on what item you're entering determines when you can enter them. So if you go on our website and look under the exhibitors, there is a list of all the items, how you need to present them, and then when you can enter those this weekend.
Now, there are also are some unique events that go with a lot of fairs, one of those being the Diaper Derby.
Yeah, Diaper Derby is back this year. You know, if you have a little that's under months and they're still crawling, you can get in for free on Wednesday and do a contest to see who can crawl the fastest to you. And it's a great time. It's a great memory. One of my kids got to do it, and it was just so much fun to take pictures and just build this memory with them from a very early age.
Talk about some of the other special events that happened during the week.
You know, we are doing something special this year for Dougie. So Dougie is our mascot, and it is his 60th birthday. And so on Saturday, we're going to be working with 4-H and FFA kids. One of the 4-H kids, she's doing a project, and so she had these shirts done celebrating Dougie's birthday. And at 3:30 on Saturday, we are going to meet with her and Washboard Willie and parade to celebrate Dougie's birthday all around the grounds. So if you're here on Saturday, you'll want to be watching for that parade and to join in with us on the fun.
Now, Dougie's been featured for decades on, I started to say on the website, but the website, of course, has only been around for a couple decades. But going way back, any of the graphics, advertising, things like that. And there was a vehicle tied in with Dougie at one point. Is that still around?
You know, they have the Calliope at one point that was very old. It played music. Our current vehicle, it's an older car. It's a Fury Sport, and it has Dougie painted on it in multiple spots on it. So, yeah, he has been a part of the fair for 60 years, and, you know, we want to keep that tradition alive with him.
Now,
we found one of our old retro Dougies and decided to use that on our logo.
So, as well, when people are out at the fair, you've got business booths, you've got crafters. Talk about the kind of the types of organizations that might be seen out there next week.
Yeah, so the Master Gardeners will be out here. They've got several shows, demonstrations they've added in. The Model Railroad Company, they were able to come back this year, and so there will be, in Douglas Hall, will be a setup of a Model Railroad. We are excited to bring in a mechanical bull this year outside, and then the Roseburg Axe House, they're actually going to be bringing out a setup as well. And so we've got tons of different vendors, lots of local vendors you can come and support, and then a few from out of the area that'll be coming in.
And for the fairgrounds, talk about things people need to know with parking and buses.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we do have a parking here on the fairgrounds. It's time you come in. Otherwise, if you want to ride the bus and save your $10, you can park at the high school, Roseburg High School, or at the First Student bus lot in Green and hop on the bus. It's free. It's a great way to get in and get out and not have to deal with traffic. And it's something that, thanks to, you know, Mercy Medical Center this year, we've been able to continue to provide that service for people.
Well, and because the high school and the student bus lot are so close, sometimes you really can get there much faster if versus waiting for the line of cars that are snagging along the freeway.
Yeah, absolutely. In the evenings with the concerts, you know, with the quick in and out, you're just waiting to hop on a bus instead of maybe waiting at the back of the complex to get out.
What about some of the admission deals this week, next week?
Yeah. So Wednesday is free for seniors all day. And then on Thursday, armed forces, first responders, veterans, they're free until 5 p.m. Friday, of course, we talked about, was Dress a Veggie, and that's from 10 to 1. And then kids 12 and under are free all day, every day. And then if you're a teen, you get $2 off if you bring a canned food donation. So we work with the Salvation Army, and, you know, if you're a teenager, if you have a teenager, send them with some canned food, you know, donate to the food bank, and then also get $2 off your admission.
Now, the fairgrounds is, you know, a lot of the buildings have been there for a very long time, but the complex has evolved. I don't know what year the amphitheater area went in, but decades back, that was actually like a playground, like a county park playground.
Yeah, Umpqua Park is, it still is, part of it is still a county park. I do not know what year the amphitheater went in, but it's definitely something that we're very unique to our fairgrounds to have a beautiful spot that's outdoors on the grass with a, you know, great view. You can't get a bad spot in the amphitheater, and it's just a beautiful setting to hold a concert.
Now, if people want to find out more or, you know, kind of get all the details that we've gone through, talk about the website, where they can find things.
Yeah, so there's two ways you can do it. So we have a fair app. You know, you can go to Apple or Google. You can search in Douglas County Fair, look for our logo, and you can download the app, and it actually has our entire schedule of everything that's going on grounds for the whole week. It's got some food vendor information in there. It's got an interactive map, so you can kind of see, okay, these are all the locations. And then if that doesn't work, fairgrounds.com, and everything about the fair is also on our website.
All right, all of that. And, of course, the fair begins next Wednesday. What are the normal hours?
It is going to be an open, buildings open at 11 a.m. We close at 11 p.m.
All right, Sarah Keith, Fairgrounds Complex Manager, previewing the Douglas County Fair next Wednesday through Saturday. Sarah, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you very much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.